fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No, BLM!
Fighting for Idaho.
We've won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
We need the real story. We need it from a person that we trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning once again. We are broadcasting live from Southern Nevada. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. And if you missed our interview with Ryan Bundy, we will have that for you. I'm not even going to describe it. You'll be able to describe it. And we want to hear your feedback. Again, our purpose here is to speak the truth. And a few items that I have to share with you now. And we've been talking about it all morning, and I have to talk about it, because if I don't, and one day you tune in and I'm not here, it's because the bad guys have won. And it's funny, because I was talking to my wife, Dorothy, about this last night, and she goes, well, what's going on? And I said, it's amazing that when I talk about something in theory, about conservative voices being silenced, you have sinister elements within the Treasure Valley that are scheming right now to get me off the air, to have the show go away, making allegations, because we are covering this situation, the BLM versus the Bundys, that I am a racist, that this show is racist, that it is intolerant. Now, unfortunately in America today, we don't have critical thinking skills. You do, but the majority of the folks don't. You know, we had people saying that I was bashing people because of their lifestyle. Yet we had former Senator Nicole LaFavor on telling her side of the story, uncensored, unfiltered. People say that Mr. Bundy is to blame, and yet they've never traveled to his ranch to ask him. They just take the word of the national press. Well, this is the only, and you should be very proud of this, this is the only local show in America that is here doing it. That's right. We're here getting the truth. We have no agenda except to hear from people. And you'll hear from Mr. Bundy's son, Ryan, in a minute, and then you can decide, and we'll discuss it in the true spirit of the First Amendment. But let me get back to the bad people. Our management team here has already received calls and emails with people making slanderous, that's right, slanderous allegations against me personally. I'm a public figure. I have to accept that. But their agenda, their deep-seated agenda, is because they were proved wrong once, and they've held a grudge. And you can ask Dave Burnett. He gets the emails from these select individuals. And again, instead of having this forum that we've grown accustomed to for almost 5 years, they seek to disrupt it. And you need to know that. So I ask you to share this information with your friends and support it. Spread the word. And I know what you're saying. Oh, this is for ratings. This is a stunt. No, there are easier ways to get people to listen to the program. This is hard work. I will leave here and I will drive there. I will be once again embedded with these folks. I'll be with the New Hampshire militia today. Very easier. I do this because I believe in you, and I believe in what we're here about. Also want to thank our friends at MinutemanRx.com. It was a phone call. After you said that you wanted me here, it was a phone call from them. I called them. I said, can we go? Kevin, we'll sponsor the trip. Don't worry about the cost. That's the type of individuals that we have at MinutemanRx.com. Let's get to our interview now with Mr. Bundy. And again, how you could support us is spread the word, let people know where we are and that you listen and that you support us. And to support our sponsors. You know, people talk about this as a money-making endeavor. It's not that at all. It's about a cause, and they believe in us.
KIDO, we are here at Bunkerville. Ryan Bundy is with us. Mr. Bundy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, people in Idaho have been watching the national news. You've been living it. Tell us your firsthand experience. You're kind of chuckling a little of what's really going on here.
Well, like I said, I have been living the news. I don't necessarily see the news myself because I'm on it all the time. So anyway, but what's going on here is a battle for freedom, battle for liberty, most particularly states' rights and state sovereignty, and individual liberty. The battle at the battlefront here, it's kind of about our cattle and our range right, but it goes so much beyond that.
When we talk about how long this has been going on, again, all we're getting here in Idaho is what we're hearing from the national press. That's why I'm here. So please take your time and let us know how long this has been going on, and is it over?
Well, just including our family, we've been fighting this battle for, 25 years or so. But the problems of with federal government overstepping their bounds have been going on for, hundreds of years, ever since, almost since the before the ink on the Constitution was dry, there were problems with them not obeying the Constitution. But as far as our family's concerned on this ranch, we've been fighting the federal government for about 25 years and quite intently for the last 20 years.
Were you shocked at the actions of the BLM? And can you tell us, again, we get the two-second sound bites. Can you take us through what has happened and transpired in the last few weeks here?
Well, in the last few weeks, the Bureau of Land Management showed up with 200-plus armed agents, all of which were not federal employees. Well, I guess they were to some degree, but we know that there were people from, say, the Blackwater organization, armed agents, snipers, military paraphernalia, military equipment, high-grade surveillance and spy equipment, sound and video, like I said, snipers, helicopters, numerous vehicles, all with several agents apiece and heavily armed here to gather our cattle. And that's what showed up here. That's what the BLM did. They come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism. And that was their design.
So for people listening at 580KIDO, where do you go from here?
Well, we have asked the county sheriffs across this nation to disarm the bureaucracies in their counties. To explain how that's supposed to happen and the legalities of that is, in our Constitution, we give our federal government certain duties to do and give them the authority and power to do that. Among those was not the policing power. The policing power is reserved to the state, reserved to her people, and is only held by the county sheriff. The county sheriff is the only elected law enforcement there is. The federal government has absolute no law enforcement within the states. Okay, we give the federal government control over the military to protect us from outside invasion, but they have no law enforcement within the states. And so we ask the county sheriffs, disarm the bureaucracies. And that means the Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, FBI, NSA, TSA, IRS, whomever claims that they have law enforcement capabilities is incorrect, unconstitutional, and we're asking our county sheriffs to uphold their oath of office, which is that they uphold the Constitution and of the United States and of their own state, and prevent this type of tragedy ever happening again. Disarm them. Take away from them their ability to point guns at citizens of America again.
You're a rancher. You love this land. How intimidating was it for you to see these people in their militaristic gear? And for a time there, it was just you and your family.
Yes, we were alone. They took about 2.5 weeks setting up before they actually started gathering cattle. And then they started gathering cattle, and they gathered cattle for 2 or 3 days before anyone else started to show up and help us. So there was about, almost 3 weeks' time there that we were under this type of surveillance, under this type of gunpoint. I mean, there was at one point where I had four sniper rifles pointing down upon me, and I was looking up at them with binoculars, looking directly down their rifle scopes, and I knew that they were prepared to shoot. They were down in their prone position and, ready to fire. And, we had 20-something agents accost my brother and, 20 persons can't fit on top of one man, but I think they would have if they could, but they had four or five on top of him, you know. And anyway, the tension was definitely high. I felt like, I don't know what it felt like. I haven't been in these foreign countries where you see this kind of stuff go on in the news, but that was going on right here firsthand. You know, it wasn't like I was seeing it on the television, and it was happening to me, to my family, to my brothers. Anyway, it's not the kind of thing that should happen in America.
Well, and that's the thing. Why do you guys continue the fight now that everybody has been here and they're gone? Was there a point where you're thinking, especially with all due respect, you've got these sniper rifles pointed at you. You're a family man. You love your family like everybody else. Did you say, well, maybe they got us?
I chuckle at that because, you know, had our founding fathers just cowered away. Well, let me back up for a second. I knew this was coming down. I knew this was going to happen. It wasn't a surprise. And so in preparation for that, you know, I set my family down. And I have seven children, by the way. And I told them, I go, this is going to be a battle of life and death, perhaps. And I may not make it through. And I am willing to give my blood for freedom. And for that matter, you know, I might have to be willing to take it also. But that's not what we want. You know, and I had many people say, oh, well, think of your family. You know, don't go, you know, don't do this fight. Think of your family. Well, I was thinking of my family. I was thinking of their future security, of their future freedom. And I, as a father, am obligated to take care of my family and to provide for their security. And so I am willing to give my life, if need be, to provide for their future security.
What was it like for you and your family when the outpouring of people from across the nation came here? We saw in the video, you were on the ground. Take us to that moment.
Well, the Lord was on our side. There was many people here on our side. We had militiamen here on our side. And, of course, we were willing to stand ourselves. We weren't willing to just have someone else do it for us. We had to be feet on the ground, willing to be up on the front line and face the guns down. And you know, that day, I'll tell you what, there was more courage portrayed by the people there on that front line than my goodness, I don't know how to describe it. It was just absolutely amazing. But it wasn't just courage. It wasn't just strength. The Spirit of the Lord was there, and it was amazing. It was so amazing. I can tell you dozens of stories, and almost everyone there that could tell you dozens of stories also about the Spirit that was there that day. Was there fear? I didn't have any fear that day. Faith and fear cannot coincide. And we were all filled with faith that day. There might have been a moment of fear, but it didn't last. You know, the men on the horse, the horsemen that were going to enter underneath those bridges where we knew those guns were, they didn't even hesitate. They rounded that corner and headed towards those guns, and they had those 200 agents there, all of them with guns, pointing right at those men and women. You know, the BLM agents knew who we were. They knew who the Bundys were. And they pointed us out and directed their guns directly at my brothers and I to make sure that we were taken out first. And we saw that happen firsthand. But you know what? We proceeded and we moved forward anyway. Because, again, George Washington say he's willing to sacrifice his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. We were at that same point. No longer could we bear the atrocities that were being placed upon us.
Is there a fear that now that the attention has subsided, that we should be worried about you and your family?
Well, and that's why the militia is still here, because, yes, there is that concern. And, you know, I don't know if you want to call it fear. Again, we try not to act upon fear. But just because we don't have fear doesn't mean we act foolishly either. So we do have some precautions in place because of that.
To the people of Idaho, what would you like to say?
Read your Constitution. Learn and understand what America truly is. So many people in America have been taught to that they don't understand what America is. I mean, people who think America is a democracy, we've been taught that in school. I remember learning that in school. I mean, I hear it taught all the time. America is not a democracy, and there's a huge difference between a democracy and a republic. But people don't even understand this. They don't read the Constitution. You know what? I would ask each one of your listeners, when was the last time you read the Constitution of the United States? When was the last time you read the Declaration of Independence? When was the last time you read the Articles of Confederation? Okay? Why? We should know this thing. Now, again, being that you're coming from Idaho, I know that Idaho is predominantly an LDS community. Read what the prophets have said concerning the Constitution of the United States. They have talked over and over again about how it's a divinely inspired document. Doesn't that make it scripture? Isn't that what scripture is divinely inspired writings? Okay, now I know that the Constitution was still written by men and that there's still some imperfections in it, but it espouses the principles of liberty, the principles of agency. And isn't agency the most fundamental principle of this universe? Agency is the first principle of heaven. Okay, we are obedience is the first principle of the gospel, but you can't be obedient unless you first have the ability to choose. That's what agency is. The war in heaven was fought over the issue of agency. And if you were on the wrong side of the agency issue, then your eternal damnation was set forth. If you're on the wrong side of the agency issue in this life, it won't be very good for you. Learn about agency. Read your scriptures. The Doctrine and Covenants 98 talks about the Constitution and how the Lord justifies his people in befriending and defending it, and that anything that is more or less, any laws that are made that are more or less than the Constitution, cometh of evil. So and then you have to ask yourself, how many laws are more or less than the Constitution? Well, most of them. And that's where we are at today. We have lost our freedoms because we are ignorant. You cannot expect to be free in ignorance. Learn. Read that Constitution. And the county sheriffs of Idaho, disarm the bureaucracy. Let's end this BS.
There you have it. You've heard from Ryan Bundy. I'd like to hear from you next. My name is Kevin Miller. Let's get you to work safely and on.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
This is my right.
The lines have been drawn in the sand.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
It's the battle for the West.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get to your phone calls. We want to thank our friends at MinutemanRx.com for making this happen. And we need your support now more than ever. More on that in a minute. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, thank you for your patience. You're on 580KIDO. Hello, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. I can only mimic what Jim said. You are a man of courage. You know, and the fact that the storm clouds are gathering behind your back, can we expose them? I mean, is it time? I'm ready to engage them at the voting booth. In public, it doesn't matter. I'm ready to engage, you know, this wickedness. They're enemies of freedom. I don't care if they're government. I don't care who they are, that they would work behind your back like this. You're on a mission of truth, and they're ready to attack you. What's wrong with this picture? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm very upset this morning.
Let me just give you the details from Dave Burnett, who is our traffic man, our program director. Dave Burnett has been attacked as well. They've called him, let's see, a racist and a homophobe, and that Dave Burnett should be associated with KIDO. And then you have people that have labeled me a racist. They want me to be fired. They think even covering this topic is unacceptable. They've called our bosses. They've called our bosses' bosses. And all of this is true. I was told about this on Friday, and people said, do you still want to do this? And I said, yes, we have to learn the truth. But this is what we're up against. And these individuals right now are monitoring this program and trying to find out anything that I will say or you will say to be used against us. This is what's happening. What would you want to say to the
cowards? Someday we will know who you are. You will be shamed in public. You will be ashamed to show your face in public. You are all cowards. That's what I want to say to them. We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Don't forget that. We will be free, and we are brave, if not by our courage, just by the courage that God himself gives us. And I love America, and I'm willing to sacrifice myself on this soil in any capacity for the sake of that freedom. I've got grandchildren. I've got children. I've got friends. I've got neighbors. We the people, is, have made America great, not they, not them. I'm upset, Kevin. I'm very upset that you would be attacked like this. I mean, here you are, again, mission of truth. All we want is the truth. What's really happening down there? Kevin, I just want to wish you Godspeed. We are praying for you on your return. We are looking for your safety while you're there. I know that you're surrounded by good people. I spoke to my own sheriff, and he told me his debriefing, what he felt. It was a lot of good people there. I mean, there were a few maybe that wanted some attention. So I know that you're surrounded by good people. You're surrounded by true Americans while you're there.
Terry, you're correct. I've got to run, but thank you, brother.
You have a good day. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, we appreciate it. Let's go to Jesse at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, first off, I just want to say I really appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate what the Bundys are doing. Too many people just are complacent anymore, and they don't care about what's going on around them. To me, this racism thing, the more we talk about it, the more they win, because they're just trying to change the topic of conversation off what's really important, and that is that the federal government is coming around and just saying they can just pretty much take whatever they want. And I was always under the impression that we had sovereign states in this country. I mean, otherwise, why do we have state borders if the land can just be grabbed whenever by feds at gunpoint? I mean, it's getting ridiculous out here. And, you know, it's just sad, you know, that's the direction that's the answer they always have is you're a racist. So now that this is going on, that's all you hear in the news. Now they have this Clippers owner, and he's a racist, and it's just divide and conquer. It's a typical tactic. Have us fight against each other. Meanwhile, they take everything from us.
Well, and that we have a bunch of ignorant people that, Jesse, and we have a bunch of ignorant people that can't think critically.
Exactly, and that's probably from the fluoride and the GMO and the food and the poisons that they put in the medicines, and it's just crazy. I can't believe it. It's like living in a science fiction movie.
I would agree. Jesse, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Aaron at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, hello. Well, you know, I definitely stand with you, Kevin. I think it's very true that if you stand for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that the smear is that somehow that you are a racist. I think it comes from a lot of different elements, and sadly, I think it comes from, you know, the Rockefeller-type Republican also that doesn't really want to stand for something higher than just winning elections and power. And I think it's definitely incumbent upon us as the people to learn the Constitution, open up books and read, you know, stop paying attention to entertainment as much. Read books and learn. We outnumber them, and they know that. And we just have to be informed. If we're going to be, you know, live up to the standards of people like Jefferson and Madison and live up to self-determination, well, we've got to get our own houses in order. We have to be knowledgeable. And ideas are more powerful than guns. And
well, they know that. They know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really up to us. And if we think that we're going to keep voting for Rockefeller type Republicans and see that things change, we're wishing for something that will never be.
Thank you for the call.
Yep.
All right. Quickly to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO. Hello, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning. First of all, thanks for going down to the Bundys and getting the real story, because I, for one, am tired of selective editing that we get from the liberal media. You know, the government says the Bundys owe back taxes for grazing on land that has been in their family for generations. They sent 200 BLM and Blackwater employees to forcibly take their property under the threat of being shut. Yet the government has proof that thousands of IRS employees have not paid or cheated on their taxes, and they give them $2.8 million in bonuses and time off. Is this what our country has come to? We pay those who break the law if they work for the government, and we punish those that work hard by threatening to shoot them if they don't pay. And then they take their property forcefully. There's something terribly wrong with this country when we see things happen to the good people, and yet those that work for the government get rewarded for breaking the law. It's time for the change to take place, and everybody understands, has to understand, when you fear your government, you have to change it. And we're going to have an opportunity at the polls this November. People in this country have to stop sitting on their fat butts and watching their reality shows, listening to the liberal media. They need to get activated before they become the reality show themselves, and they're going to be the ones under the thumb of government. Thanks for what you're doing, Kevin.
God bless you, Tea Party Bob. Thank you. More coming up next from Southern Nevada, courtesy of MinutemanRx.com, 580KIDO.
I challenge their authority and their policing power and their arresting power. I say that power belongs within the state and within the county.
Well, I'll walk back down.
We've won. We've won, and you know what? The United States of America is a safer, more wonderful place today, right now.
It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, thank you, all of you. Remember, folks, if you're just tuning in, we want to keep you updated. There are several forces, entities, organizations plotting against us right now because we are here covering this story. They've attacked me. They've attacked Dave Burnett. They're attacking our management here for being here. They've attacked MinutemanRx.com for sponsoring the trip. And you think to yourself, we're no longer talking about information, but we're talking about slander, disinformation. And I do know who you are. I do know where this feud comes from. And it's too bad that this, well, led by one petty individual, is troubling. But I do know who you are. How we can combat this is simply telling your friends, your family members, people that you don't know to go to the social media to spread the word about this program. And if you're like a cynic, like if you're like Kevin Miller and a cynic, which I am, people say, well, this is a rating stunt. This is to get listeners. No, well, we are in the business of getting listeners. But trust me, as I was driving to Mesquite, as I was walking around, surrounded by a lot of folks that were, how should I put this, that we're well-armed, I thought to myself, there are easier ways to do this. We do this because we truly believe in what we do. We want you to be here with us. We want to be here for you. And we do honor the mantle that we are responsible for. Let's get to the phones, because this is an interactive program. The ubiquitous Walt from Nampa joins us now at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Walt.
Good morning, Kevin. Still living the dream?
I am.
Welcome to the world of Harry Reid. Be curious if anybody could really tie this back to Whorehouse Harry.
Right.
Because you got to remember, Harry was tied to Del Webb down there. Del Webb managed to get more land around Las Vegas so he could build houses. And it all comes from the Department of the Interior, who the BLM is part of. And you were mentioning the other day that you wasn't aware of how many that they had a SWAT team. I think there's 13 or 18 federal agencies have SWAT teams. And why the Department of Education needs one is totally beyond me. Yeah.
Walt, that's to make sure you do your homework.
Hey, this going on down there with Cleve Bundy has been going on for 25, 30 years. I used to live in Las Vegas. And spent a lot of time in Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and all around in there. And this has been going on for years. BLM's been trying to grab land down there for whatever reason. Whoever's in the administration, I guess, determines why they want the land. But Nevada what is it, 80%, 78% of the land in Nevada is owned by the federal government. Why do they need it? And we've got billionaire liberals who say, oh, well, that's the only way we can control it. Robert Redford is a classic example of a liberal hypocrite. He's bought a river. Try to fish on his river. See how far you get. I mean, this whole business is totally political. It's for money. And like I say, I'm just curious how deep our Poorhouse Harry is in there. His son ran for governor, got beat to hell. So Harry made all of his money playing games behind the scenes. So this guy came out of his little town down there, broken hell, barely could afford one pipe rack suit. And now he's a multimillionaire in Congress. How do you do that? Anyway, have a good day, fella.
All right, Walt, we appreciate it. Let's go to Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller. See what happens when you take a Saturday off?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. You know, Kevin, we appreciate what you're doing. I posted this morning that we appreciate what you're doing. I'm asking my friends and family to please support these people that are going against you and calling you racist, calling the Bundys racist. You know, how come they never call the other side when they make racist statements? You know, it's baffling to me that we allow this to happen to our own people in the United States of America. We're becoming a country that nobody will recognize in a few years if they keep going the way they are. Our children will be scared to death to speak up. There are people today that I know who have said they won't stand for this racist bigotry stuff that's going on down there in Arizona, and you shouldn't go down. And to them I say, you have no idea what racist is. This gentleman, he made comments that I don't agree with, that Kevin doesn't agree with, but they were made. And if it was somebody else on the other side, they would just wash it over and not say a thing about it. So it's just a way to get them, to get people on their side, because they're pushing the issue about racism again. That's always what it's about. This president continually pushes racism. So does Eric Holder and all of them. And you've got so many you can't even stand it anymore, Kevin. But I'm glad you're down there. I pray that you keep your job. I pray that I can meet with you again on the Saturdays. You're speaking what we know is the truth, because it's one of the only avenues we have left in this United States right now. God bless you and your family. God bless Dorothy for allowing you to go. And I know your mom didn't want you to go, and this is probably the reason why. But God bless you, Kevin. God bless KIDO, and I hope they don't cave, because it would be totally wrong. We need this station, and we need you on it.
Thank you, sir.
You have a great day. We'll see you when you get back. Thank you.
All right. God bless our friend Patriot Ray. And if you're just tuning in, again, people are attacking us. Powerful interests calling not only the management here, but upper management, slanderous emails accusing us of racism. I don't know what that is. I'm covering a story. Let's go to Pro-Life at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Well, you know, the real racists are the people that are saying that we're racist. We're not racist at all. The Bundys are not racist. That's just a stupid people believe, you know, that there's racists. But there isn't any more racists left in the United States, hardly. There's a few probably, but it's only 0.1% or less than that. And the real problem is that the people that want government to be pervasive and do everything, they're the ones that are attacking and saying that other people are racist. And they're just using race to do this. They're the real racists. Now, the BLM tore up a lot of the waterworks, the irrigation, the watering troughs. They destroyed all of that. That shows that they don't want to replace another grazer there. Suppose they got rid of Bundy. They don't want that land grazed, and they don't admit to that. They're liars. And the Nevada state legislature needs to take this up. Every state needs to. Our states need to take the lands back from the federal government. There's no constitutional provision for the federal government to hold these lands. And so that's, I would say, don't vote for any politician unless they're on the side of taking the lands back to the states. And so that's all I've got to say.
All right, Pro-Life, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Quickly to Kevin in Parma at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, I just had, well, a question and a statement. One, Tea Party Bob called in and said there was Blackwater guys down there. I was wondering, is that true? Because last I heard, I used to work for them, and last I heard they were out of business. It's now an apparel company. There is a paramilitary group that went to another named company. But second question.
Well, I will ask, but these folks have told me this, and I will get firsthand confirmation for you today, Kevin.
I appreciate that because last time I knew they changed their name to Academy. But that being said, after watching this last election, how good is the vote? I mean, when the other side's fixing the vote, and I don't know, I'm 32 and I'm a veteran, and I look at it and I don't see the point in voting anymore because, quite frankly, I think they'll change my vote.
Kevin, thank you for your service. Let me address that after the break. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, quickly to traffic now at 580 KID.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I would say to my friend Kevin, we can't give up. That's what they want. Quickly to Bill. Bill, you've got 10 seconds at 580 KIDO. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Kevin Miller. Reverend Bill here. And I just want to say I've known you for a long, long time. I know your mother, your dad, your wife, your dog, and there ain't a racist bone in your body.
Serving Meridian.